About 98% of the messages you hear from the pulpit here at Harvest Baptist Temple are either expository or textual type of messages. Tonight I want to do something totally different. I want to bring you a message that's on a subject type message. Whereas I have a subject, and we'll bounce around the scriptures and follow that subject. It's good to see Pastor Lee with us tonight from Goshen. Is that right? That's about 4 miles south of Sugar Creek. Is that right? It's good to have Lee with us. He's a big help to Clean Air Christian Radio. And it's so good to have him here tonight. All right. Tonight, as you can see on the screen, the title of the message is Be a Positive Christian. There is so much negativity today in our churches. And you know that, and I know that, and we hear it all the time. And you know, we talk about we want to have an influence in those around us. But the influence we need to have is a positive influence. If we want to draw people, we're going to have to draw them with a positive influence. I used to say, if there's a problem in the church, and if there's something wrong, and you disagree with the problem, don't tell nobody. If there's something wrong and you agree there's something wrong, don't tell nobody anyway. Amen? Just help resolve the problem. There's too much negativity today. We see it all around us. So I want to share a few things with you tonight on how to be a positive Christian. So things in our life we all need to work on. And I'm talking about myself tonight as well. Some things that we all need to do to be a better Christian, to have a better influence to those that are around us. Now my text verse I've chose Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, now that we're saved and born again, have the Holy Spirit of God in us, my friends, you and I have the power and the ability to have a life like Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, now we come to the preaching of the precious Word of God. I pray for your power. I pray, Heavenly Father, you help me. I ask it in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. Positive Christians. First thing we need to do, number one, is to think positive thoughts. I need to have positive thoughts in my life and in my mind. If I am going to be a positive Christian, the first thing I have to do is have positive thoughts. You know, I cannot go around with a positive influence on people if I am full of negative thoughts. Would you agree with that tonight? Now, who gives us all those negative thoughts? Satan does. He was giving them to me this afternoon. I tried to lay down and try to relax a little bit, and he would just fill my mind with all kinds of stuff about my message tonight. Look how long it's been since you preached. You're going to get up there and make a fool out of yourself, you know. Now, that wasn't positive. That was negative. That wasn't coming from God. That was coming from Satan. And I just had to turn that around, amen, and confess to God Satan's messing with me. And I had to draw near to God and ask him to rebuke Satan away from me, amen. And realize that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You see, we need to think positive. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, if you would, please. And you say, well, I know this verse well. I've heard it several times. Well, good. Start living this verse if you know it that well. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. My friends, you and I have to work on that every day. Do you believe that tonight? You know, there are many Christians who fail to discipline their thinking, that allow negatives to dominate their mind. Some of them will come up and they got a frown on their face before they open their mouth. Do you follow me tonight? They got a frown that comes first, and you know what's coming next. Something negative is coming out of their mouth when the frown comes first. And they allow negative thinking to dominate their minds. Folks, I don't want to live that way. Do you? I don't want to live that way. I want to be positive. I want my thoughts to be positive. And you and I must take a determined action in our hearts and in our minds by replacing those negative thoughts that Satan gives us, my friends, with positive thoughts, with an optimistic outlook through the Word of God, the power of prayer, that we can live a life with positive thoughts. Have to work at it. Number two, to be a positive Christian, this is a biggie, we need to hear positive sounds. If I'm going to be able to think positive with positive thoughts, to be a positive Christian, I got to hear positive sounds. Look at Psalm 51:8, if you would, please. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. That's Psalm 51:8. But make me to hear joy and gladness. That's what we need to have coming into our ear gates. Joy and gladness, my friends. You know, many people listen to too much filth, smut, and destruction coming into their ear gates, hearing the wrong thing coming across the airwaves, coming across the TV cable or the satellite dish. See, now don't go there. Don't go there. Well, your spirits, my friends, become dwarfed. What we need to fill our ears with is clean air Christian radio. Amen? Things have come a long way from where they used to be. I know I'm old. But praise the Lord, there's still some people around that's older than me. But that crowd's getting smaller. But I can remember when Andy Griffin was the number one show on television. It's a sad day today. Sometimes you wonder why you even have a television. Friends, we must listen to the good and not to the bad. We must fill our ears, my friends, with positive sounds that fills our heart and life with joy and the positive things that will cause us to act in positive ways. And we must, my friends, fill our ears with the things of God, to fill our hearts with the joy that he has for us. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? I tell you, I get a little bit down, and I get on Clean Air Christian Radio, it's not long that a song, come on, I'll tell you what, just speaks to my heart. Now, I tell you, it's one thing to be in your car and have the radio on. It's another thing to be in your house and have the radio on. It's another thing to have your iPhone and have the radio on. But it's a total different thing to be sitting out the radio station, have the headsets on, and be tuned out to anything else and just hear beautiful music. You know the good thing about Clean Air Christian Radio, the songs? The words are true. That's right. The words are true. When we sing in our hymnals and we sing the songs, and the songs we sing are full of Bible doctrine. They're true. Amen. They're not made up, they're true. How they bless our hearts. We need to hear positive sounds. Number three, we need to see positive sights. We talk about ear gates. Now let's talk about our eye gates here for a minute. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2, please. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And I know you're going to agree with me, but there's some Christians just look for the bad, whatever they can find. Other people or whatever. They just look for the bad. Look for the bad in circumstances. Only see the bad. Never see the good. Always negative. Never positive. Let me ask a question. Who here tonight has faults? Let me see your hand. Well, we have a few that's perfect. Now, I suppose those of you that don't raise your hands are the ones that recognize what's wrong with everybody else. You suppose that's it? Or maybe you didn't understand the question. We all have our faults. And what we need to do is look for the good in each other. Look for the good, not the bad. I want to do better. I really do. And I'm not going to do better, my friends, by picking out what's wrong with you and comparing my good side to your bad side. I don't really have a good side. I like to say this. Every good and perfect thing that you see in me and compliment me about is Jesus. And every bad, imperfect, and wrong thing that you see in me is Wayne Mott. And you can put your name there, my friends, as well. Don't look for the bad in people. We all have our faults. We're human. We all need to get to the altar and ask God forgiveness at times. We all need to get alone in our prayer closets and confess to God at times in our life. We all are sinners saved by God's grace. We do not need you walking around pointing it out in our life. We have the Holy Spirit of God that does a far better job than you do. What we need is your love, your encouragement, and your help one to another. Sometimes all I need is warm handshake and express warmness of a brother or sister in Christ to bolt me on as a Christian. To be a positive Christian, folks, let's look for the good as we look to Jesus at the same time. Number four, to be a positive Christian, we need to speak positive words. Look at Psalm 105, verse 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. We need to speak positive words. Speak positive words. I have to watch this in my life. I can talk negative if I'm not careful instead of positive. Can you ever do that? Do you very often kind of get tired, say something negative to your wife or husband? You don't ever do that, do you? I'm not going to say anything. Speak positive words. You know, we all need encouragement, don't we? We need to encourage each other with positive words. A lot of people just talk more about evil and bad events than they do good events. Some people are just harsh and unkind. I've heard pastors stand behind this pulpit and say, well, they just say, well, that's just where I am. That's not the way you're supposed to be when you're saved. Right, preacher? You're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm nothing like I was. And that's because of God's glory and God's grace. Don't be harsh and unkind. You know, maybe some of us got to do with this year's election. You ever see such a mess? I never seen such a mess in my life. I've been through a lot of elections, and I've never seen so much harsh and unkind things that are said. Maybe that's filtered down some, I don't know. I know we can't tell you who to vote for, who not to vote for. I can tell you this, I'm not voting for either one. But I'm voting for a platform. I vote for a platform that agrees with God that abortion is murder. I vote for a platform that agrees with God that homosexuality is an abomination. I vote for a platform that agrees with God against creation, that he created man and woman, not transgender. That's a platform I'm voting for, and I'm not voting for either person. I'm voting for a platform. That's positive. Positive words. We should talk positively, seeking to glorify God by showing his goodness, his grace, and his love. I want to glorify God. Do you want to glorify God? We should want to glorify God for what he's done for us. Look at Psalms 22, 23, if you would, please. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye that the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye seed of Israel. What are we saying? We're saying praise the Lord. If I want to glorify God, I need to praise him. We're talking about positive words, glorifying God. If I want to have positive words, I got to have good works. Look at Matthew 5, 16, if you would, please. Let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Good works coming out of my life as a Christian, serving God. That, what is that? That's positive words. Fruit bearing, John 15, 8. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. You don't bear fruit without positive words. Even our whole life, my friends, should speak of positive words. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your whole body and your spirit, which are God's. It should be our goal, my friends, with our words to glorify God in everything we do and say, where we go, and the sum of our whole life. That's a challenge we ought to do our best to live up to. I want to be a positive Christian. To do so, I got to think positive thoughts. I got to hear positive sounds. I got to see positive thoughts. I got to speak positive words. And number five, I got to perform positive deeds. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Whatever I do, whatever it is, do it heartily. What's it say? Unto the Lord and not unto the men. You know, let's not let our deeds be negative. Let's let it be positive. Let's not let our deeds be selfish. Let's let them be motivated to please our Heavenly Father. We must be truthful and ready to lift those who are down and witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians 6, 7, if you would, please. With goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. I want to do positive deeds. I want to be a lifter. I really do. I want to lift people up. I want to be the guy that when you're around, you feel like that you could be lifted up and encouraged. I don't want to be the guy that right? He's dragging his lips on the ground. You know, there's always something wrong. How are you? Oh, I'm getting by. Guy like that, you see him coming down one aisle, you go down the other aisle. Why is that? Well, I don't want that in my life. What are you saying? I'm saying we need, my friends, to perform good deeds, to be positive people. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 1, if you would, please. We then as workers together with him. You know, that's such a wonderful statement right there. All of us are workers together, what? With him. Amen. With him. Workers together with him. We need to perform good deeds together, working together with him. I want to please him. I want to perform good works. I want to perform deeds. And I want to do it with you. You're my brothers and sisters in Christ. And you know there's no greater joy than laboring together through the local church. You can have fun at work parties. I said you can have fun at work parties. Boy, that's weak. I can think of many different work parties I was involved in when I was younger, when I was pastoring. And I could tell you about a lot of them. Some of them lasted almost all night. In certain cases, building buildings and different things. And workers together with him. What a statement. Last of all, number six. Attend a positive places. If I'm going to be a positive Christian, I need to go to or attend positive places. You already got this one figured out, don't you? Psalm 122:1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. Not sad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, as Christians, we can hurt our influence when we go into the wrong places. We really can. When we go in the wrong places in search of entertainment. Now, I'm not saying that church is the only place you can go. Of course, I'm not saying that. But sometimes there are places we can go that does, my friends, hurt our influence. You know it. And I know it. But to be a positive Christian, we have to make sure the church has a very, very high priority in our life. Our family has a high priority. God's first, our family, then church. Do I have that right? Do I get that right, Brother Frank? God comes first. Our family, and our church. My wife and I first got saved. We knew a little. We both had been in church. We knew some of the Bible stories somewhat. I was raised in church, and I knew pretty much all the major Bible stories. We were 25, 24, 25, we got saved. And we went to church. They had one service a week. She went to a different church than I did, but our church just had one service a week. Church we got saved in had three services a week. Three. Well, we weren't going to all three. But it wasn't too long. And, boy, the Holy Spirit was really working on us about several things. First thing I got curious about was those little white envelopes everybody's putting in the plate. And I made a mistake by asking the preacher what that was. He gave me a whole box of them. We weren't saved long. Come a day when we said, we're not going to do this anymore. Do what? Discuss whether we're going to go to church or not. We weren't saved very long. We said, we're stopping this. Holy Spirit of God is speaking to us. We're going to go. When the church is open, we're gone. When the hinges on the door squeaks, we're going to be there. And folks, that's where you be. And I, along with many other people, are so tired of so many half in, half out, lukewarm Christians. Our church ought to be full tonight. I'll be packed out. And that's no reflection on anybody on staff or any problem here except for the individuals who choose not to come. Right. Well, do you want to go tonight? Well, I don't know. What's on the early movie tonight? Well, let me look and see. I don't know. I make that up. But something keeps people away, doesn't it? Now, I know I'm speaking to folks that are faithful here tonight. I'm not scolding you, but I'm telling you there's a problem. Don't get that way. Stay faithful, my friends. Be a positive Christian. Be somebody who could be an example to those who need to come up higher for the Lord Jesus Christ, who need to be more positive. Be that example. Be that encourager. Be that person who lifts others up. Be a lifter. Be an example. Allow yourselves to be in a position to be used by the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a positive Christian. Let's stand together, please.